Once a year, in August, a handful of us at Trout Lake Station head out onto Trout Lake to do our annual macrophyte survey. Macrophytes, or aquatic plants, are plants that live underwater. There are several ways you can do a plant survey, but for this project, we use scuba gear and dive the same four locations every year. At each site, we lay down a tape measure on the bottom of the lake and identify all the plant species we find, from a half meter out to a depth of 5 meters. Most years, I draw the short straw and end up with the dubious privilege of diving the 3 to 5 meter transect at the dreaded Site 50. Now, much of Trout Lake has a hard and sandy bottom, even out at 5 meters. But at Site 50, the stretch from 3 meters to 5 meters is one of the creepiest lengths of lake bottom I have ever had the displeasure to visit. For this task, while underwater, I hold a sampling hoop, the size of a small hula hoop, and a small clipboard with my data sheet and pencil. My job is to follow the tape and at every meter set the hoop down on the meter mark and record every species I see within the hoop. The problem is that at this one site and at this depth, the bottom is incredibly soft. If you touch the bottom, you send up a plume of silt and you are swimming in a cloud of murk. Then you have to hold still for several minutes until the silt settles and you can see again. To do my work, I must stay close to the bottom to lay down the hoop and identify the plants. But if I kick the bottom with my fins, I create a mucky mist of gloom. It is really creepy. Well, one year I was in the home stretch of this dreaded mucky neighborhood when I took a breath, or rather I tried to take a breath, and realized I had run out of air. Now I was only in 5 meters, about 15 feet of water. There was no doubt I could make it to the surface, but I was a little freaked out. I wouldn't have enough air left in my tank to fill my buoyancy compensator to keep me floating at the surface without dropping my weight belt. With my hoop and my clipboard clutched tight in my hands, I made it to the surface and, phew, I had enough air to fill my BC, and I bobbed at the surface. I yelled to the others closer to shore that I needed help, and a young undergrad, realizing I was in trouble, swam out to me in Michael Phelps time. I told him I was fine, but that I was out of air and just wanted someone to follow me back to shore. I made it without trouble, but what a stupid mistake. So why all this aggravation for a bunch of plants? Our project is called the Long-Term Ecological Research, and there are research sites like ours all over the U.S. and even Antarctica. There are sites that study prairies, sites that study alpine environments, and even a couple of sites that study urban ecosystems. As you might imagine, our site at Trout Lake Station studies lakes. We routinely study water chemistry, water clarity, fish populations, and many other variables. Most of the work focuses on 7 area lakes, including Trout Lake. The work's been going on about 35 years now, and we have amassed an impressive database. When we started, it seemed rather grandiose to say we were collecting long-term data, but the data set is now incredibly valuable. We can ask whether the lakes are freezing later in the fall, yes, or whether lake temperatures are going up, yes, or whether water clarity is getting worse, a complicated story with some lakes getting clearer and others less so. We can see that lakes close to roads have elevated salt concentrations from road salt applications, and we can see the consequences of invasive species in several lakes. Our aquatic plant work has been measuring changes in plants in Trout Lake for over 30 years. We've been able to follow the ravages of rusty crayfish as they took 18 years to populate the entire shoreline of Trout Lake following their introduction, eliminating almost all the plants except at creepy Site 50. We can also see that a rare plant species is still hanging on at Site 56. And who knows what the data will reveal in the future. So every August, I squeeze into my wetsuit, take a deep breath, and head out to creepy Site 50 to find my friends, the underwater plants. For Field Notes, this is Susan Knight of UW-Madison's Trout Lake Station.